RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, it's to be determined, you know. I mean, still, he's coming off a very serious injury, he's working at it. Saw him in here today working at it. So I think we'll know a lot more on Wednesday.
Two of my favorite miniature candy bars right here, Jeremy. The Crackle.
Oh.
Crackle.
That's just, man, ain't nothing but Nestle Crunch.
And Mr. Goodbar. And has both of them.
Mr. Goodbar? Isn't that just got peanuts in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why don't you get a chunky? It's got some raisins in it. Thicker. Thick. My dad used to eat Chunkies when I was a kid. Do you know what they are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't, just because I know it's not. I don't think, is it a household name? You think people know what it is? Because I remember my dad was going, where the hell did you find this thing?
It's the soup, right? It eats like a meal?
No. No, it's a...
I know what you're talking about. It's like a silver pack.
Yeah, and it's like got four big squares or whatever, and then it's got nuts and raisins in it. I'll eat anything with raisins in it.
Dude, I saw rental vans for our Atlanta trip.
Mm-hmm.
For almost like what, $2,000 a month ago. Just went online, got one for less than $500, same amount of days.
That's crazy.
$2,000
for a van?
Mm-hmm. $2,000 for a van, man. Lamar Jackson, should he or should he not, Jeremy? Play? If he's healthy.
If he's healthy, yes. There's no question here.
John Harbaugh treated it like it was a dumb question, and I think he should have.
Because it is. It's a dumb question, guys. If you watch the game last game and go, hey, man, Tyler Huntley, he's won two big games. Who's the guy that has a chance to take you to Super Bowl? You're not going to the Super Bowl throwing for 100 yards each game. You're not. You have to come out. And what happens if you're down? Do you have enough confidence in him to drive him down the field and make a play?
Tyler Huntley plays, I'm going to get my chair out, my lawn chair. I'm going to put it down, and I'm going to sit on that route.
I can't believe there are people
right on that route
that are actually saying this. That are saying, I'd rather have Tyler Huntley in there.
Those are the people that don't want Lamar, Jeremy. I mean, he is the most polarizing. Lamar Jackson may be the most polarizing Baltimore Raven ever. Tell me I'm wrong.
All right. Who else are you going to put in there?
He may be the most polarizing Raven ever. And he's the only one that's won any MVPs. Not just two. He's the only Raven that's ever won a season MVP.
And he won two of them.
And
should have been three.
Should have been three. Yet he's polarizing. Why? And you have a hard time trying to convince me that race doesn't play a factor into that. I'm sorry. There's no way you can tell me that it doesn't. Because he's a guy that doesn't assimilate. He doesn't tap dance. He doesn't change his accent. He doesn't change his hair. He doesn't change his approach. And it kills some of you because you want him to be the smiling Negro. Yes, you do. And it kills you all. It absolutely kills you all that he's not a good boy.
You know, there's something about that Joe Flacco that I just really like.
It absolutely kills people. And it destroys them.
I don't know what it is, but it's just something about Flacco.
He's his own man. He's not getting an agent. You know what? He's going to screw himself if he doesn't get an agent. Hey, he's got a no trade, no franchise tag contract. Boy, he screwed himself.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'll say I was wrong on that one because I wanted him to get an agent. Like, just for his sake, not for the sake of, and again, I'm sure they had people read over the dialogue that was written in there of, because you don't want any poison pills, you don't want any BS, and I don't know that the Ravens would do that to him, but I ain't putting it past anybody, because I've signed contracts and had contracts put in front of me that things were changed that we had talked about, saying, we ain't doing that.
we work for the same company.
Oh. So you know that too.
We got the same agent.
Yeah, but we ain't going anywhere.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Guys, good morning, man. Good morning. Listen, two quick questions I want to make. I heard two profound statements this week that I absolutely agree from guys that I absolutely respect. Drew Brees said Sunday, 75% Lamar Jackson is playing if he was the coach. There's no way you sit Lamar on the bench. It just can't happen. And then the way, and I don't know if you guys heard Marcus Spears yesterday. Oh, my God, the way he defended Lamar.
I thought they were family.
It was fire and the smoke was coming through the screen. So big shout out to Drew Brees and Marcus Spears. I'm going to the game Sunday. I'm looking forward to it. It's my first road game ever.
You be careful up there, Mike.
Yeah, hey, pray for me, man. I appreciate it. God bless.
Hey, you ain't. I don't know how safe you are. Ravens win.
Yep.
Put that jacket on. I don't know how safe, man. Hey, wear your Ravens gear. But have a plain coat to put on when you leave the stadium. Don't walk out there.
Yeah, some people might say, oh, I ain't scared. It's not about being scared. It's
about being safe.
Being smart.
Yeah.
It just takes, I said this before. I didn't say a single word to anybody. You know, clapped when my team, when I was watching a game down in D.C. And as soon as I left the stadium, I got surrounded by 30 people just running their traps.
Really?
Trying to get me to do something. And I'm like, man, you could have heard a church mouse fart when my team scored. I wasn't
that dude.
Yeah.
Let's go to Towson and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
I wanted to share how when Lamar came out of the draft, I was definitely wrong on him. I wasn't sure how he was going to play out. Thankfully, I'm wrong. for a while now, I'm thankful that he's a Raven. I wanted to be a Raven for life, and it's insane. You were talking about this stupid question earlier. I think another stupid point I'm sure you guys have covered is should he be traded? Should he, you know, play out his contract? Look at the cap hit, and, you know, Ken can talk to this too. Look at the cap hit and the dead money. It's not happening, number one. But number two, think about all the years before Flacco and Lamar. You think it's bad with Lamar now? Some fans are saying that. I'm not, but think about what it's like to be a Browns fan. Think about what it's like to not have a halfway decent quarterback. Things can change real quick. So let's just be happy with what we have. And, you know, we're one game away from the playoffs, and then all bets are off.
I don't think Ravens understand that, what it's like to be a Browns fan, because you were on Sunday, and it ended well for you.
Yeah.
That doesn't normally happen to them.
Can I tell you something? Someone with the Ravens sources said to me, I remember being quarterback poor. I don't want to go back to that. It ain't entertaining trading that man. Trippy, why you got to call in and talk about Bateman? Nobody's talking about Bateman.
So you, look, damn, man, you gave up the stats, though. But look, I'm just being real, right? Because I see Ravens fans. See, I don't like how they did my man Poche in the back in the day. They ain't never get an opportunity, right? Just hear me out. I know Poche was a sixth rounder in Duvernay, right? But they never gave him an opportunity. Listen to these stats. Rashad Bateman, since he's been with Baltimore 5 years, he played 64 games, 157 receptions, 2,147 yards, 15 touchdowns. 5 years. Listen to this. Watch this. My favorite wide receiver, the best wide receiver I think the Ravens ever drafted in Ravens history. No shot to Torrey Smith, but Torrey Smith was a second rounder. He won the first rounder. Hello? 49 games, they fly. Was 233 catches. Hello? 233 catches. 2,990 yards, 12 touchdowns, man. You see what the problem is? Hey, EDC, go out there and go get another wide receiver. Bring D-Hop back. Bring Tez Walker back. My man Tyler Wallace, and let's go cook. And let me say one more thing, right? I know y'all outside. I mean, I know y'all out at the castle listening, right? Feed Derrick Henry. Hey, Todd, hello, this Trippy. Feed Derrick Henry, or we going to have a problem Sunday night, okay? Hey, y'all have a great day.
You too, Trippy.
Let me be real with you.
I don't know.
I'm going to be real with you.
I think Rashad Bateman and Trippy better go get a paternity test for one of Trippy's kids. Because I think there's got to be something questioning something between those two.
Burp, burp. Here comes the bus, Trippy. That wasn't me. That's Rob's bus. He just rented it for $500.
I'm just
merp, merp.
It's something personal going on there, man.
You think they're Eskimo brothers?
Hey.
Something.
Hey. If they're not, Trippy keep messing around. Rashad baby gonna make it happen.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. You gotta deal with Trippy now, not me.
I'll be getting a text soon. Hey, Unc.
Hey.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.